Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Okay, three, two, one, hit it.
It's the Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Yeah. Now, Amy Marks-Kors, Chris Ronji on KMOX.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. I have great news. Today is not a real day. It doesn't count. It's not real. Everyone is snowed in. We're still in the holiday hangover. And Michael Kelly, our good friend, is sitting in for Chris Ronji, who is still visiting his family in Chicago.
His family.
The wife and kids. It's hard to say goodbye. They don't get to see dad very much. Uh-huh. So,
yeah, he must live a secret life in Chicago that none of us know about.
100%.
So you have insinuated there's a family there.
Well, it's not an insinuation. It's a
fact.
It's a fact. Yeah, it's an assertion of fact.
If people are at home and they're like, you know what, I usually listen to these guys in the car, where can they listen to us?
Oh, well, thank you for asking, Michael.
No worries.
We would love for you to listen on the Odyssey app. On your phone, you can take us with you wherever you go. Listen to us while you're shoveling the driveway or the sidewalk. So the Odyssey app, the KMOX page. We have the Chris and Amy Show right there. You can leave us a voice message on that KMOX page on the Odyssey app. It's a little microphone icon right there in the middle of your phone on your screen. It's super easy to leave us a voice message. You can also download and subscribe to the Chris and Amy Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And again, if you happen to be in the car and you're listening on 1120 AM, you can try 98.7 FM. Also, on Twitter, at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everybody will be talking about.
Snowmageddon. It happened. We did it. It's not like super duper duper deep. It's just that wintry mix of snow and ice have made the roads and driveways and side streets a hot mess.
Yeah, it's not good out there. It's also not good in downtown St. Louis. KSDK News Channel 5 has announced that they will be leaving downtown St. Louis. Some bit of good news there, though. They plan on not leaving the city of St. Louis. They're going to stay inside the confines of St. Louis. But they're leaving downtown, Amy, and that's just another blow. I think they've been here for over 70-something years.
Yeah. Long time. And news this morning that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is expected to announce his resignation. He may have done that already. It was expected sometime around 10 a.m. Central Time. We'll keep an eye on that. Of course, they have their elections later on this year, but he's expected to announce his resignation after his polls continue to show dismal results. All right, Michael. I think the big news today is if you do not have to drive or go out, it's bad.
It is.
It's actually way worse than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I woke up at 6:30 this morning knowing that we had a 10 o'clock show and thought I'm going to probably try to figure out around 7:30, 8 o'clock what this looked like out there. And it's not good, particularly if you're not on one of the main streets. So I'm speaking specific to the city. If you're on Forest Park Parkway or stuff, there's maybe a little bit of opening there. But if you're on a side street or in a neighborhood, there's no way the plows have gotten there. And I saw so many people getting stuck. And that sounds like that may have been what your morning started out.
Yeah, no, it was. Okay. Here's the thing. I'm super proud. Some would say maybe even a little arrogant about my Subaru and its capabilities.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, folks, a Subaru Outback. Here's the deal with the Subaru Outback. And Drew Young back there is behind the glass, shaking his head disapprovingly. The Subaru Outback has a symmetrical drivetrain. And what that means...
What does that mean?
That means that you don't get torque steer when you are driving in the snow and maybe one wheel or two wheels have traction. With a lot of four-wheel drives, if you have one wheel with traction, that wheel goes, but because the drivetrains are asymmetrical, they're off to the side, it spins the car.
Uh-huh.
But a Subaru, baby, that thing
goes
straight.
It
goes right through. You just need one wheel with traction. This morning, I could not get that wheel. So I live in a gully. I live in a little gully. And you think, what do you mean you live in a gully? That's a great question. Thanks for asking. If you pull out of my... Okay, first of all, I was bragging, Michael, again. I don't want to flex, but things are going okay. And for the first time in my adult life this year, I have a garage.
Wow.
First time ever. And not even adult life. From the time I started driving when I was 17 years old.
Yeah, even at your parents' house, it was out on the street.
You're out on the street. You don't have a garage.
Right.
First time I have a garage. So the way my building works is it's you get to the garage through a little side street.
Uh-huh.
Well, where my garage is right in the middle of that side street. And here's a bad sign. Right in front of the garage is a massive drain.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's 30 yards to the right and 30 yards to the left and slightly inclined both ways.
Uh-oh.
So I pull out of my garage thinking, well, surely someone's at least smashed down this side street. Mm-mm.
No.
They hadn't. So I pulled out of my garage, got about 8 feet up the gully, and then slid back down into the gully. I spent the next 90 minutes shoveling around my car so I wasn't just sitting in the middle of the street. And long story short, almost didn't make it in, but Mason Jar saved the day, came over, drove over to my apartment with a snowblower, was able to make two tracks through the gully. I got through the gully and got to work. But even on the way to work, folks, I took Highway 40 and the on and off ramps, super sketch.
Yep.
Like
particularly
they're not good.
When you get to the city, they're just,
yeah.
It seems as though the banks have just kind of gotten pushed aside, and hopefully it'll get cleaned up as the day goes on.
Yeah, but again, be super careful. If you don't have to go, don't. My boss made me come to work.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I was like, Steve, it's really bad out there. You're fine. I'm out here.
Yeah.
So he's.
Well, he even called to check on me.
Right, and you're doing okay.
I said to him, I said, hey, boss, you didn't send me an email? And he just chuckled.
Yeah.
Because I don't do email.
You have a heavy car.
I had no trouble. So listen, a couple of years ago, I wound up meeting somebody, and they were telling me about this new car company that was starting. This when I say a couple of years ago, this is probably 5 or 6 years ago. And I said, really? And so I got interested in it. It's a car company called Rivian. And so I got involved with Rivian and ordered a car 5 or 6 years ago. Well, the car finally came like a year or two ago, and it's a EV, and it's four-wheel drive. And, Amy, it is like if you're an outdoorsman, like if you were the Marlboro man, you would want my car.
Yeah.
Now, if you're Mike Kelly and you drive from the Central West End to downtown, you just have an expensive golf cart. That's wheeling you back and forth.
Yeah, you weren't even on the highway.
Right. But yesterday, you know, like if it's spitting rain outside, I'm not going for a walk. But yesterday I was like, you know what? I probably need to take my car out and see. So I spent a little bit of time traversing the roads in the West End just to see. I have this big, you know, fancy, capable car. And I had a blast going around and going into the park. I went up to Art Hill and saw it. They had bonfires going.
Yeah.
And people were converging on Forest Park. There were a bunch of your sicko friends that were out running in the snow.
My coach and team texted that they were doing a workout that morning, running up and down Skinker Hill.
But how did they do? I mean, what?
So you can, it was, I will say, it was great snow for running. It was a little bit of crunchy sleet and a little bit of soft snow. That's the best because all ice is bad and all soft snow is actually bad. It's too slippery. So, you can wear, they're like chains for your tires.
Right.
They're called yak tracks.
Uh-huh.
You put them on your running shoes. I've got them. I actually bought a fresh pair. Here's the thing, Michael. I have a broken ankle. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's broken. I had to get an MRI on Friday because this thing, I knew it was a low and high ankle sprain, and we knew that we had torn ligaments. What we didn't know was just how bad it was, and it's been over 3 weeks. Yeah. I haven't run, and it's like not getting better at all. At times, it feels worse. So they're thinking you might
cut it off.
Yeah, they think they might amputate. But before they did cut it off, yesterday because I couldn't run and I was cooped up in my little apartment. I just like went for walks.
Right.
And I put on a, like an air cast type brace and then I put on my snow boots. So I had that ankle wrapped up. And I think I walked about 8 miles in the snow. I walked all over around Forest Park. I walked to Shaw Park.
I didn't see you.
I know. You might have seen me. Just didn't recognize me because I...
You're all bundled up.
Bundled up. Yeah, with hats. And I even had like the big parka, you know, with the fur around the hood. And the hood is way too big. So it was beautiful walking around. I loved seeing the sledders. I almost interviewed...
Look at that little kid walking by himself over there. That's what I would have thought.
I almost interviewed some of the sledders on Art Hill. Be like, is this your first time? Because people were having a blast.
Oh, my God. Art Hill was so much fun to drive by and see people. And then, you know, as I was driving, I saw people were converging on Forest Park, coming from all different areas. You could see them walking from Clayton and from the city, you know, from around BJC. So it was so much fun to see it. And it's so pretty. But if you don't have to go out, don't do it today. It's not worth it. Now, you usually spend your weekends out maybe visiting the family, checking in on Mason Jar.
Mm-hmm.
You chose to stay at your apartment last night. Was that because you wanted to be able to get to work?
Yeah, I'm a good employee.
So there you were. You spent Sunday isolated to be close. And it didn't work out.
And I probably would have been better had I stayed out at the Mason Jar household, at the Jar household, because I could have gotten out of their driveway. But I was stuck in my gully. I was literally, I said, 30 yards from freedom. I was looking at the road and I'm thinking, I can't shovel this much. It was the most frustrating thing. I still don't know where, I can't go back to that area.
Right.
I can't go back to my garage because I'll never get out.
Regular listeners hear you be so boastful about Subarus.
Yeah.
Has this caused some issues?
It's knocked me down a notch, Michael. I'm not going to lie. I feel
well, it's a special breed,
disappointed.
You Subaru drivers.
I know.
You all are a special
We're
group.
We're super popular at softball games.
And you are super like loyal to Subarus.
Oh, I love Subarus. I mean, I will, if I won the lottery, if I won the $1
billion. You'd get a Subaru.
Yes, I would get a brand new Outback. Oh my gosh. Because here's what I love, Michael. My Subaru Outback feels like a luxury car.
Right.
It drives beautifully. I splurged. I got leather interior or fake leather interior, whatever it is. It's supposed to be leather.
Right.
Whatever it is. And it's got, you know, like I said, all of the qualities of a Subaru, but it's not so precious that I can't live in it.
Right.
You know, like people, I have a couple, you know, friends or family members whose cars are very precious.
And they can't put things in
Yeah, you can't go on a trail run and bring your dirty shoes into a precious car. You can't go hiking or even just now. Guess what I did? I got the weather mats. I had covered in snow, dirt and salt. I climbed right into that sucker.
That a girl.
That's right. Because it's not so precious. It might be, Michael, the perfect car.
Really?
I think it is.
Well, for a unique niche, it is. And that niche is you, Amy.
That's right. All right. He's Michael Kelly. I'm Amy Marksquares. We're having fun because today is not real. It doesn't count.
No real work.
We'd love to hear from you. Text us 314-436-7900. You can call that number. Also text that number, 436-7900, or leave us a voicemail on the Odyssey app.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire, it's so delightful.
It really is the most wonderful time of the year if you can hunker down.
Throw another log on that fire.
Oh, my gosh. Hot chocolate.
Reheat the chili from yesterday's football game.
That's a good idea.
Did you make chili?
No, I did not. I ate the last of my rotisserie chicken yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I did. I'm the bachelor, unfortunately, in my apartment, where you open my fridge and there's a half a bottle of ketchup and a Bud Light, and that's all that's in there. So I prepared.
Uh-huh.
I'm so proud. I bought beans and chicken, and I have enough food. So I'm really, really glad. But we're so glad that you guys are texting in because today's not real. It doesn't count. I don't even know what it is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count. It's not real. So we're just having a great time today with Michael Kelly. And we're getting texts in. Again, sometimes our text machine's a little wonky, so I apologize. But we do have a 636 that said, every exit from downtown St. Charles was blocked. because of snow drifts. He said he had to go for it. You might have seen him on Fox News. A tow truck driver said $200 to get his truck and pull him out. And so a lot of people are stuck in the snow drifts.
Yep.
Another from a 314, I've had to work the last 2 days at 5 in the morning. All the roads are terrible. I'm so happy that people are able to work from home if they can. That's great advice. Stay home if you can. Also, as a side note, was Amy trying to sound like John Hancock during the Subaru segment? Haha, Michael. And you know what's so funny? I am so glad you texted that in. As I was talking, I was like, I feel like John Hancock right now. I'm like, it just might be, Michael.
The most perfect vehicle. Car.
Yes. And yes. And here's another. And by the way, I am also a snob. I love my Subaru Forester. Hey, Subaru people!
Oh, boy.
They know where it's at, baby.
Can you imagine that, a convention of folks? I bet you guys would be an exciting bunch.
We're so much fun.
Get you all together.
It's a fantastic car, they say. The Subaru is a fantastic car. Listen, I feel like we thrive on days. If I didn't live in a gully with the drain, like, again, once I got out of the gully, I was fine.
Right.
The Subaru really is the perfect car, and that's why they say love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru, because we fall in love with our cars. And they also ask, they want to know, we have a texter, Eric, actually. Hey, Amy and Kelly, listening to you during hour 31 of clearing Lambert of snow.
Oh, man.
31 hours. Eric has been working. I've got to know, do you guys name your cars? That's from Eric. Eric, first of all, thank you for clearing Lambert.
No, I've not named my automobile, have you?
I am not a namer. Okay. I'm not a namer.
So my car requires you to give it a name, and what I did was gave it my initials, MSK, because I was like, because I guess, you know, it doesn't have a real key. Your key is your phone.
Oh.
So the car is called MSK, but everything in my life is called MSK. My iPad's called MSK. So I don't know that I really named it that. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, do you call yours Herbie or Sam?
No, I've never been a namer. Here's the thing. I'm sentimental about moments, but I've never been sentimental about things. My mom said, even as a kid, I didn't have like a teddy bear. I didn't have a blanket. I didn't have anything that was like named. And I am that way with stuff. I'm not a stuff person,
right.
And I don't really grow attached to things. So even though I love Subarus, if I won the lottery, I'd get a new Subaru and wouldn't think twice. I wouldn't be like, oh, but I loved this Outback. It's more of just Subarus. I love all Subarus equally.
Right. So no name for your car. Now,
no.
I recently bought a houseplant. It was a major step in my life. It's been with me for about 4 months now. It's still alive, I'm happy to report. And it's a process. But I named him Ferris.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of houseplant is he?
Of course you're going to ask me. I don't know. Green with a little red. I mean, he's cute.
Big leaves or little leaves?
Littleish. Maybe like, I don't know.
This is like the home and garden show right
now.
Yeah,
right. It wouldn't be. I'm not that good at it. But I was like, I need to, you know, start to make some commitments. So I named him MSK. Now, you mentioned that you live the bachelor life.
Yeah.
And prior to a snowstorm, if you would open your refrigerator, it was just full of beverages, which, by the way, is my existence, is my refrigerator. So I, too, hustled off to my Schnucks, felt like a third world, got in there, got my stuff, waited in my 30-minute line. I did something yesterday I've never done in my 50 years on this planet.
Okay.
I made pancakes.
Are you serious?
First time ever made pancakes with blueberries. And let me just tell you, it sounds easy.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty simple food.
Yeah.
It's a bit more complicated than just, you know, mix the batter up and dump it in the thing.
Did you do pancakes with a pancake mix or from like flour and baking soda?
Oh, no. I had to do a mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a mix. No, I got a fancy one.
Oh. Things are going well for the Kelly household.
Right? And you put eggs, water, this stuff in it. And then I was warned by some of my friends, don't put too many blueberries in there. Because the blueberries will cause moisture that caused them to get sloshy and soggy.
Yeah.
And I was successful yesterday. Have you ever tried to make pancakes?
Oh, I have. There was a long time. Now, I did use Bisquick.
Mm.
But using Bisquick, I've made pancakes. And there was a hot minute where it was when I was working with the Blues. So like 2016 through 19, I would make rally pancakes.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't really do it because I was superstitious. It just so happened that I could make pancakes on game days. And then I decided, well, this would be fun if they were rally pancakes. So I did eat pancakes for a hot minute, but I've never been a pancake person in general.
Ditto. I've not been a pancake person, but I didn't realize how hard it was. You know, you go to a restaurant and you see people order pancakes and they're all perfect. They're all the same size. Mm-hmm. They're all, you know, they look beautiful.
There's an art.
That is hard to do.
Yeah.
I couldn't get mine, and you know, to look anything like each other.
Well, I'm proud of you for making those pancakes.
Thank you.
Doesn't it feel good though when you're used to your refrigerator being empty when you open it and it's full? Your heart skips a beat.
True, but I wound up eating more food than I would normally eat because if there's not food there, you're not snacking.
True.
And yesterday I ate constantly because there was nothing else to do.
Right.
You'd walk over to the refrigerator I have stuff.
That's why I walked. And you think, Amy, you walked 8 miles in the snow. Yeah, I walked for almost 4 hours yesterday. It takes a long time in the snow.
Yeah, yesterday almost felt like COVID for me a bit.
Yeah,
and
that's a good point.
I was at home. You know, you're just kind of there and you're watching television. I watched 3 different movies. I don't think I've watched movies since, you know, COVID either.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it felt like like COVID to me.
It was fun. We're going to keep hearing from you guys. Man, the Subaru people are coming in big.
Oh,
this
boy.
Guy, 636, I just plowed my driveway by driving back and forth using my 2010 Subaru Forester. Hot dog, that's right.
Oh.
That's how we do it, the Subaru people. He's Michael Kelly. I'm Amy Mark Scores. Bob Smirbeck, AccuWeather meteorologist, joins us next.
Oh, it won't be long before we'll all be there.
Well, I love it. It's a little sketch out there. Don't go out if you don't have to. The roads are not good. Side streets are not good. Exit ramps, entrance, all of that onto the highways. Sketch crews would love for you to stay home. The road crews would love for you to stay home so they can keep working on the road conditions. So if you can, hunker down. Another log on the fire.
There's no reason to leave the house. I mean, just pretend like the holiday is going one more day. Maybe by tomorrow you'll be able to make it to work. I bet your kid's not going to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
But just chill out.
Yeah, yeah, just hang out. And plus, you can, if you stay home, you can keep texting us, 314-436-7900. What you name your car? The Subaru crowd is coming in strong for me.
Oh, I bet they got good names.
Someone else coming in strong is AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Smirbeck joining us now. Bob, I imagine you've been up for like 36 hours at this point, maybe longer.
Yeah, this storm center has been a long storm, and it's covered such a large area from the Central Plains all the way to the East Coast. Definitely the good news for St. Louis area is this storm is off to the east, but now we got to deal with the cold. So all the snow, the ice, the sleet, there's been what about 6 to 12 inches of snow across the area. It's not going to really go anywhere, although the plows will be able to move stuff around. But it's the sun's not going to do very much help on this snow, at least for the next 3 or 4 days, and then we see a little more snow coming later on in the week.
Hey, Bob, I got to tell you, guess what happened to me yesterday? I was walking, right, and it's snowing, but it almost sounds like rain. You know, it wasn't pretty snowflakes. It was very sleety.
Yes.
And I'm walking, and all of a sudden, the sky starts flashing, and I look up, and I'm thinking, is that lightning? And there were a couple people walking across the street from me, and we looked at each other like, what was that? And about 2 seconds later, the loudest, longest crash of thunder you've ever heard. Thunder snow!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, consider yourself lucky, but lucky nothing. You know, there wasn't any lightning around that could have harmed you, but you just never know when that's going to happen. But with these kind of storms, it does. With these complex, large storms that have a lot of moisture feeding up from the south, you'll get that thunder snow. And so you consider yourself lucky because a lot of meteorologists, they go through their whole careers without seeing thunder snow. So, yeah, that was part of this storm center, and that was definitely an eye-opening portion of the storm. You can tell when you get that type of energy with a storm that it's going to have a big impact. And, it's definitely had a big impact on our area.
So, Bob, you talked about the fact that the storm has blown through the St. Louis region now. It's affecting the East Coast. The cold's blowing in. You made some slight reference to potentially more snow. Tell us more what you're looking at. that could be developing for later in the week.
Yeah, that's right. We're watching this. Actually, they were watching a disturbance in the jet stream that's moving southward through Northern California right now. That's going to drop down into Baja California, and then it's going to come out across Texas later this week and then head off to the east-northeast toward the Tennessee Valley. And there's going to be snow associated with this storm because the cold air is going nowhere. So we're going to get more snow that moves up through the area, probably reaching the St. Louis area during the day Friday, and then moving off to the east of St. Louis on Saturday. But right now, I wouldn't be surprised to at least get a couple more inches of snow out of this system. Unfortunately, you know, we're in a snowy pattern right now.
But that's you're saying that's later in the week, like nothing more today.
Oh, yeah. It's over today. The big story now will be the wind and the cold. AccuWeather real field temperatures in the single digits right now. We're going down to 4 to 8 degrees in the city. Temperatures will be near or to below zero in the western and northern suburbs. And for the next couple of nights, temperatures are near to below zero. We're watching Wednesday night. We could see temperatures in the nearby western and northern suburbs down to minus 10. So it's going to be bitterly cold at night the next couple nights, but it's going to be dry, and there'll be some sunshine during the days, but it will be cold out there.
Yeah, and with the size of the storm, like as you mentioned, from the Midwest all the way to the East Coast, quick question about Washington, D.C. How bad is D.C. right now, and are they expecting it to interfere with Congress members being able to get to work and certify the election?
Well, we expect about 6 to 10 inches of snow in Washington, D.C., and it's snowing right now. Temperature about 28. They've had heavy snow before daybreak, and it's kind of lightened up a little bit, but there's another batch of snow coming in from the west, which will continue to cause accumulating snow this afternoon into probably early this evening, and then it moves on east. So, yeah, that's definitely going to cause some travel issues around the capital there, so we'll have to see how that plays out.
Last question, Bob. You had mentioned that the cold's coming in. As you look forward, do you see any break in this cold, or is this here to stay?
Well, definitely here to stay for the rest of this week. It will warm up a little on Friday. We may get up to near 32 degrees. That's when the snow comes. And we'll have to see what happens after that. The pattern looks kind of locked in right now, but our long-range forecasters here think it's going to flip for the second half of the month and become a little more milder, especially in the middle of the country where St. Louis is. So we could see more of a warm-up here as we get into, the third week or so of January.
So right now, since the temperatures will be dropping, if people are planning to clear their driveway, shovel their sidewalk, is it do it now before it gets even colder?
Yeah, you can do it now. The snow's over. Now the wind will be blowing a little bit. We'll see gusts over 20 miles per hour this afternoon, so there may be a little bit of blowing snow. Then as high pressure builds in over the next couple of days, the winds won't be a problem. I mean, cleanup weather will be pretty good other than the cold. It's going to be pretty good for cleaning up shoveling and plowing of that nature, at least. You can get it started this afternoon, but maybe a little blowing snow could slow you down.
Bob Smrbek, AccuWeather meteorologist, thank you so much for the update this morning.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. That's Bob Smrbek with AccuWeather.
I love it. I love it. If it's going to snow, let's have a lot of it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we had yesterday. You're too young. In fact, I'm not even sure you were born for the 1982.
I wasn't born.
Yeah, blizzard, yeah. Which was just unbelievable. I, too, heard the thunder yesterday. I was sitting in my house. I thought, what is that noise? And I went, and it was a slow roll of a thunder. I did not get to see the lightning, but I don't recall hearing thunder during a snowstorm since I was a child.
So I had never heard thunder in a snowstorm except one time, and I think it was in Park City, but it was while we were skiing, and it was on the mountain, which, to be honest, was pretty disconcerting to be on top of a mountain and it's thundering and snowing. I thought, oh, that's thunder snow. This is crazy. I've never seen it here. And what's funny is the lightning, it flashed. We actually got a texter from a 618 that said, I heard thunder yesterday, too. We got the flash. We got the thunder. And right after that happened, our producer, Matt Pajeski, texted me and said, I just heard thunder. So I mean, I think you had to be further east. I don't know if people in Chesterfield heard it. Obviously, the 618 implies maybe they were in southern Illinois and heard it.
I heard. I have family out in St. Charles who also heard thunder during their snow. So I think it was widespread. It was awesome. Hey, it is winter. If it's going to be winter, it might as well snow. I'm glad we had it. Hopefully, we can get it cleared up. It sounds like this stuff's going to be sticking around, Amy. And I do wonder, of course, once the plows start to go through the neighborhoods and stuff, then they'll block those entrances, and and then people've got to deal with getting it out of their own driveways. Just be careful, man. I was hearing a lady talk on Scott's show on Sunday morning, talking about the amount of heart attacks and stuff that come from people who think they can go out and be Superman. And as you know, as a runner, the cold weather tricks your body. Mm-hmm. It closes your capillary or some type of fancy word, capillaries or
capillaries.
Something. And so the need for blood is pushing through. It causes your blood pressure to go up. It can be dangerous.
Yeah. We actually just got a text, too, speaking of the snow, from Kevin Wheeler, our buddy. He said to throw it out there that I-70 between the bridge and the airport, there are intermittent medians made of snow right in the middle of the highway, and there is debris in those medians, tires and chunks of cement, you name it, and those medians are 8 to 12 inches high in some places. So if you are on Highway 70, if you are on I-70 between the bridge and the airport, Kevin Wheeler is saying there are some medians made of snow in the middle of the highway. There's debris, cement, tires. You want to stay away from that. So be super duper careful if you are on 70. But again, as we've been saying all morning, if you don't need to get out, don't get out. What you should do is stay home and text us 314-436-7900. Michael, we were talking about naming cars.
Yep.
You don't name your car except for you have to name it MSK.
Mm-hmm.
From a 573, my car names are punny. Like, I had a Ford Explorer named Dora the Explorer. Also, MSK sounds like the initials of a serial killer. I guess it's like the BTK or something. Wasn't that a killer?
And then what's the guy's name? Sheikh Mohammed? He's got three little letters, too.
Yeah.
And now RFK. Well, we do sound like serial
killers. Just animals, really. Yeah. RFK is killing precious animals. Ferris Bueller. That's funny. The plant.
Yeah.
Here's from a 251. Where's that? I named my 2012 Dodge Ram 2500 diesel Stella. My wife hates it.
Well, that's an awfully big, powerful truck to give a very dainty-like name.
It's
Stella.
The juxtaposition that makes it brilliant. Here's a text from Michael. Michael, Crusties, that brand, pancake brand, they do make blueberry pancake mix. Maybe I'll give it a try today and let you know how it goes.
Well, that would be great. I was at one of the fancier stores when I decided I was going to get pancake mix.
Did it rhyme with Brobs?
Yes, and they did not have Bisquick there.
Yeah.
So I ran across
the... Oh, my gosh, they don't even carry Bisquick?
Yeah, they had something else that was fancier, and I thought, they have blueberries, and I thought, how hard can this be?
Sure.
And they kept using the word griddle. Who even knows what a griddle is? Do regular people have a griddle in their house?
Matt, you know what a griddle
is.
It's
used like a flat top, right?
Yeah. I just used a flat pan, and put some oil in there and stuff. Now, here's the other big mistake I made with pancakes, and I know this is going to aggravate people. I didn't have any butter either.
What?
Yeah, I had maple syrup, but... Why do you need butter if you've already got blueberry pancakes? What is that going to do other than harden your arteries?
I love butter.
Really?
On pancakes. So wait, did you spray the pan or oil?
This is going to be terrible. So I had a pan, and it was like the size of a hubcap. So what is it, like 12 inches, big? So it was flat, and I took a little olive oil, and I used my,
olive oil?
Yeah, because I don't have any other oils. I'm the bachelor here. Be nice. And so then I made my pancakes in there, and they were delicious. But I didn't have the spray oil. I'm thinking I may have to do that, but I never cook. Like,
you should always have butter.
Why?
Butter is the butter of the gods. Butter is is the etching of foods.
I don't know, but they tell me olive oil's not bad for you. Butter's got bad qualities in it for you. So why, if I can just use olive oil, why don't I use olive
taste
oil?
To it. That's
just don't use
that,
don't use fake butter.
Well, you threw the maple syrup on top of the blueberries and the whatever else.
No,
I took a picture of them. I can show them to you during the break.
We're gonna change your life with just having butter. Buy like Kerrygold, the fancy butter. Like grass-fed cows and pure cream.
And when you come over to my house 4 years from now, it will be the same little tub of butter with like maybe one time something's been taken out of it and it's wasted.
Well, I mean, you're getting pancake texts in right now. let's see. Hi, guys. This is Lee from Cottleville. Just want you to know the Cottleville area got 11-plus inches of snow over the last several hours. Love your show. Listen to it every day. I know the city received less, but it's a blank shoveling 11 inches of snow.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know that the city received too much less. I've got at least 8-9 inches in my area.
Yeah. And they said we got a text from South City that they had thunder snow in South City yesterday as well. So
everywhere.
Good stuff. Again, we want to hear from you because today's not real. 314-436-7900. You can text. You can also leave a voice message on the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone icon. We'd love to hear your beautiful voices, the dulcet tones of the KMOX listener.
And is butter really necessary
for
pancakes?
Butter is...
It is not necessary. I'm sure there are people who agree with me.
If you were starving, you could eat a stick of butter and stay alive.
Ugh.
He's Michael Kelly and Amy Mark Scores. Did You See This is next.
I wash my hair with snow.
And with a spade of snow.
Well, I don't know if you saw this, but Justin Trudeau has resigned as Prime Minister of Canada. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Do you think he's handsome?
I think he's politically handsome.
I think he looks like a kid.
Yeah, like I would never be like, oh, that guy is so attractive.
Right.
It's not that.
He's not John Hamm.
It's just... John Hamm's fine.
Really?
Yeah, I need to be careful. We're never going to get him on as a guest. He's just a guy. If he weren't famous, he would just be a guy.
Really?
And that's how I feel with Justin Trudeau, is he's just a guy. But if you're comparing him to Ted Cruz or Mitch McConnell, he looks good next to Mitch McConnell. It's like Gavin Newsom. I don't think Gavin Newsom's that attractive, but he's politically attractive. He and Justin Trudeau are kind of like if you had to cast a governor or cast a prime minister for a movie, you want that attractive adjacent look.
Yeah. Did you see this last night was the Golden Globes? I didn't realize
it.
I was watching the game on NBC. Excellent football game. But Demi Moore wound up being one of the big winners last night. And Amy, I'm not lying when I tell you the gal looked like she was 22 years old.
I think I saw in my Twitter feed a picture of her. She looked really good.
I mean, she looks younger than she did in St. Elmo's Fire when she was, breaking in.
She's really, really pretty. I'm glad that she looked good. Glad to hear it. I don't know, because I know that the pressure to be young in Hollywood is insane. And I always get sad when I see Meg Ryan, only because she was so cute and so beautiful, and I think she would have aged beautifully if she hadn't gotten all the work
all that
done.
Stuff.
But I understand why you feel the need to do that. It's such a superficial, youth-centric world. I would hate
it. No, I get it. Who's the gal from the lady from Jerry Maguire?
Renee Zellweger?
She did the same thing.
Oh, did she?
Well, she did a bunch of face work and she looked different.
Yeah.
And who am I to,
like
to judge? Because
pressure,
I get it. This is the way they make their money. And it's the truth. You don't see many female actresses that get to last as long as men.
Well, no. I mean, as a female actress, you are the lead, you are the lead, you are the lead, you are the mom. That's what it is. No, seriously.
Right.
And with male actors, it's...
You're the lead,
and your girlfriends are still 25 years old, even though you're Harrison Ford and 75. So, yeah, a little bit of, ageism in Hollywood. Hey, Michael, we are continuing to get texts. Here's a good one. I had a Ford F-250 with a V10 engine. My wife hated that truck. She called it the Earth Killer. She said every time I started it, the Earth gently wept. That's so sad.
A V10. I don't know much about cars, but that sounds like huge.
I didn't even know. Yeah, they made those. Here's a from a 314. I saw the flash, referring to the thunder snow. Heard the rumble yesterday. Was so excited. I remembered the thunder and lightning during the storm of 82 and was looking forward to a huge, heavy snowfall. What we received isn't bad, but more would have been better. And that was Chesterfield.
Right.
The thunder snow.
When was the last time we even got over 5 or 6 inches of snow? This has to be the first time in 10 years. Well, I can't remember us getting this much snow.
I just can't remember how bad it was 2 years ago. Remember when all the pipes broke in our building?
Right.
And it flooded, and it was 0 degrees on Christmas. And I remember this because it was my first Christmas with Mason Jar, and like the neighbors, their pipes broke. And we got snow. I thought it was more than 5 inches of snow, but I can't remember. All I know is that it was below zero for, quite a while.
And we're going to get that this week, which, you know, if it ever were to warm up, you know, then it's going to free freeze, et cetera. Yeah. Be careful out there. And I would imagine that we're getting temperatures where you're going to have a hard time having salt being able to be effective because it's so cold.
I saw like a low of 4 degrees tomorrow, if that's right. But anyway, stay home if you can. I do have to. I know I mentioned it earlier, but Mason Jar saved the day. Got me out of my little gully by
really
my apartment.
It really is true love.
It really
the guy
is
gets
true
up
love.
This early in the morning and comes and shovels you out.
I know. Huh. So I'm
and
here.
He didn't even get to get snowed in with you yesterday. I'd have been like, I'm happy to shovel you out, but come get snowed in with me.
Yeah, no, it is true love. So stay home if you can. The roads are not great. He's Michael Kelly. I'm Amy Markscores. This is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX. We want to hear from you. Text 314-436-7900.